Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there, this is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Acácio and I am in the third year of the course Letras at TBUC UNESP. What I learned about the pandemic, which emerged at the end of last year, is that some people take this disease seriously while others don't. While some take it seriously and try to protect themselves in every way possible, others think they are immune to the virus. Negotiators call the coronavirus a fraud, a collective hysteria invented by China, by the World Health Organization, and the press that were responsible for creating panic about something that, according to them, does not exist, and ended up disseminating fake news. People who do not believe in the lethality of the virus disseminate erroneous information that leads even more people to believe that this disease should not be taken too seriously. But the fact is that the virus has already killed more than 1.5 million people worldwide and ended up infecting almost 7 million. Besides, this virus is extremely aggressive and causes damage, mainly in the respiratory system. But it also can cause damage to other organs, even in those who think are more resistant to the virus. Anyway, whether we believe or not in the virus, the pandemic brought something that had never been seen on a world scale: social isolation. Because social isolation, teachers and students from all over the world had to adapt to a new reality, that was to teach and learn remotely. However, the reality of Brazilian education is very subjective. While for me the pandemic did not cause any major problems in my graduation, the reality is different for many other students. As of the second half of March, in several Brazilian states, educational establishments ceased classes activities in favor of social isolation. And this showed us that there are still many inequalities among students, as not everyone can say that the classroom is the student's home, the blackboard is the computer, and all the source of access to knowledge is on the web, above all concerned public school students. Social isolation brought discomfort and fear of contamination generally concern, but it is the economic impact that can make the situation worse. According to an article published on the Cielo website, unlike private schools, the vast majority of students in public schools do not have adequate conditions such as computers, internet access, and a suitable place to carry out educational activities at home. And although public education in Brazil has resources that guarantee certain stability, they are insufficient to offer a good standard of teaching quality and to reduce inequality in the conditions of teaching provision. Fortunately, positive news on the development of vaccines in recent weeks and the proximity of the beginning of the vaccination process, which could start this year in the United Kingdom, shed light at the end of this tunnel, as the social barriers caused by the coronavirus will end little by little until be a thing of the past, and these students will be back in class. But until then, the best remedy is the social isolation. Stay home, stay safe. By doing this, you are protecting yourself and protecting others. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PodBilsi, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.